Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 1591. We're learning today. Lilin Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabbanan Zisa. Lilin Nishmas Blima Masra Moshe and Rafu Shalema Yaakov Ben Sara. Shtaka Rafu Shalema Psach Shachar Lisrael. Getting back to the halachas of Muksa. Okay, so we're working a little bit on the halachas of food. We are, of course, we're in the middle of the halachas of Muksa, Machmas, Chasar, and Kiss. We still have a little bit ways to go in that category. So we just took a little bit of a turn for a short while. I don't want to get too much into other things right now. But since we started to talk about, we quoted from the Sefer Reb Simcha Ben Imkon on the practical halachas of Muksa, which again we mentioned last time, especially in Muksa, even more of a person, everybody should try and have a guide at home. There's so many various different sfarim, even written in English on everything in Shabbos, but Muksa especially. It's very simple to have a guide. The person buys any one of these sfarim, they have guides on going through various different items. Yeah, Muksa, not Muksa. What is Muksa? What's not Muksa? Very important to have. Everybody should have. It comes in the middle of Shabbos. You look it up. It's very simple. I want to look up. You know, look up a pen, look up this, look up food, look up. It's very simple. So you look it up and you have the answer 1, 2, 3. Not always could somebody get to a Rav. It could be, you know, nighttime. It could be it's Shabbos. Person doesn't have a phone and so on. Okay. So we started working on Simen Shin Yud. Again, just a little bit on the food aspect of it, what that's all about and the reasons behind food. So we established the fact that in general, regular food that is detached, right, not attached to its natural source, right, and it did not fall down on Shabbos, like an apple that fell down on Shabbos, we said was muksa, obviously, right, and something that is still attached to a tree, like an apple, orange, whatever, pulling that off is one of the lamtes malachas that, of course, can be done. But regular food, right, the Mechaber gave us an example. You have regular nuts, you have almonds, you have whatever, all different types of fruits. You have figs, you have dates, apples, oranges, whatever. Sharp pears, he said. And the person, so in general, it's not a problem. He said, so now we're working. Now the Mechaber told us also, even a bigger chiddush, that even if it's set aside for a person's livelihood, I have a fruit store. My fruit store is in my house. I have a fruit store anyway. That's not the issue. I'm talking about the point is, even though it might be in the house. Right? Nobody's general. Somebody has a fruit store 10 blocks away. They're not going to go walking to get an apple, right? And there could be possibly Maris Ayin. I mean, you walk into your fruit store shop. I'm not going to get into that whole subject right now. But the person has in their store, in their house, a fruit store. They live in the house. Many people do have businesses in their house. I mentioned last time my brother has a Judaica. So people have in their house a business. So let's say a person has a fruit store and they want to go and they have fruits that are set aside for selling. So the Mechaber told us, the Shulchan Aruch told us, it's no problem. That would still be allowed to be eaten on Shabbos, even though we said other types of items, things that I have in a regular store, dishes, cutlery, whatever, these type of things, which are allowed to be used on Shabbos, have bechas in my store, whatever that I sell. But since it's set aside for Schayra, we said in general, that will be Muksa, Machmas, Chasar, and Kiss, right? But when it comes to food, it is no problem. And Mishnah Berurah, just we ended off last time, tells us that is because the diet because the person has in mind, if they, in fact they want to eat and take an apple, an orange from their store or their fruit that they set aside to sell, the general average person has in mind that they would do that if need be, whereby they might not go take a fork or spoon from the store, but an apple or orange, for example, or any other type of food they would go and take. Okay, so just an interesting note, and number 2 in the Dirshu, again, now is Simon, what we're doing is Shin Yud. We're in the middle of Shin Ches, like we said, but Shin Yud is what we move to just to get the food part of it. So the Dirshu number 2, Ois number 2, he brings very interesting. What about Esregim? Right, Esregim, on Sukkot, before Sukkot, right? I set aside Esregim. I'm going to be selling Lulavim and Esregim, right? So maybe we'll say, what do you mean? Esreg, really, it could be like a lemon. I mean, maybe that, okay, Lulav is Muksa, I understand. What about an Esreg? Esreg, maybe technically it's food, right? If you'll say, before Sukkot, on Sukkot, I understand, that's my Esreg. But before Sukkot, said, I'm going to be selling them. So he brings down from Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, okay, but he brings like this, Amnam Legabe Yesroigim Ho'aimdim Leschoira, and I have Esroigim that I'm going to be selling, right, Lefnei Chag HaSukkos, before Sukkos, right, it's not on Sukkos, before Sukkos, Shedinim, so he brings down, Reb Shlomo Zalman says in the Shmir Shabbos, no, Shedinim Ka Muksa Machmas Chasarin Kis, that would be Muksa Machmas Chasarin Kis, Mepnei Shemakpidim Aleim Ma'oi, the person is very makpid not to touch them, especially Esroigim, you don't want to get a mark on it. I mean, if you sell selling plates, you get a mark or whatever. I mean, you could work with that, but the esrog, you get certain marks. Bechlal, you're not going to be able to sell it. People look at it and they're not going to take it. So therefore, since they're so makpid, and again, they have to sell these esrogim, so that will fall under muksa machmas chaserim kiss before sukkos, lefnei chag sukkos, right? I'm a week or two before sukkos, I have them in my house, I have it set up, ready to go. Now it's Shabbos, I'm not selling. Matzah Shabbos, I start selling. So all those esrogim would talk to be muksa machmas chaserim kiss. I can't take an esrog. Oh, let me look at the, let's say for example, person comes Shabbos, right? They want to look at the esrogim. I'm in the house anyways. Let me look at this esrog, that esrog. You can't do that. Muksa machmas chaserim kiss. The fear of Shlem is Zalman, the Shmir Shabbos, Hilchasa. He says, and get all again in Ois number two in the dish, where he says, Ve'enim, Kitamar Mishkedim, and then the Tzchar. It's not similar to other types of fruits, right? The almonds, dates, or whatever, other types of fruits that are set aside for selling. Shalem, Emak, Pidim, Kolkach, on those types of fruits, regular type of fruits, even though I'm selling them, I'm going to make panas, I'm not so makbid on. Right? But when it comes to esrogim, obviously, for various different reasons, I will be makbid. I can't get marks, I can't get runic. Sometimes there's a pitame, I have to be very careful with them. Okay, so he does end off, v'chem b'vor, big day yesh, he does bring down from the big day yesh, he does the dirshu, sheperis ho'aym dim l'schayru u'mak pidem aleim. If you take have fruits that one is makbid on, dinim kamuksa, that would fall under the object of the halachas of muksa. The Mishabura did say, because daite aleim lechom lehem kishayirtsa, that a person has a mind that they want to eat it. If they would have a cheshek to eat it, they would eat it. It's not a problem. But he does bring down from the big day yesha that payrus that are set aside to sell, if a person has taka makpid on them, right? I'm not eating them. These payers I really have to sell. I need the money, this and that, whatever. I don't want them anything happening to them. I'm very makpid, not the esrogim regular. So then he says, in such a case, dinam kemuksa, they taka would have a din of muksa. So again, the Mishabru was talking about a case where a person, okay, it's not so makpid, whatever. It's nishkefelach. Okay, thank you for listening. Hatzlach and bracha kol tov.